Chapter 9, The Plagues of Egypt. We left Moses and Aaron before Pharaoh, after they had shown him the miracles which God gave them to be a sign that he had sent them. Although Aaron's rod swallowed up all the rods of the magicians, Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not let the people go. So God sent upon Pharaoh and all Egypt 10 dreadful plagues, and we want now to tell you of these, because each one was a great miracle and ought to have shown the king that God sent it. We shall not be able to take all these plagues at once, but let us look at a few of them at a time. The first plague was the turning of all the water in Egypt into blood, so that the people could not drink of it. What a dreadful judgment! When Pharaoh went down to the river Nile in the morning, Moses and Aaron were to go down and meet him there. They were to tell him that because he would not let the people go, as the Lord God of the Hebrews had commanded, they would smite the river with their rod, and God would turn the water into blood, so that all the fish would die, and there would not be any water fit to drink. So they went down to the river and did as God had told them. Aaron stretched out his rod and smote the waters of the river, and they were turned into blood. All their ponds and pools of water and their vessels of water were turned also, and there was blood instead of water throughout all the land of Egypt. What a great miracle this was, and what a heavy judgment upon Pharaoh and all his people. We should have thought this would have made the king see that the hand of God was against him and had done this thing. But no, he still hardened his heart and would not let the people go. And what seemed to encourage him in this was that the magicians of Egypt did the same thing with their enchantments. How mysterious this was, and what a trial it must have been to Moses and Aaron. But God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform, and he allowed the magicians to do this so that Pharaoh should still harden his heart and call down further judgments upon the land. Well, for 7 days the Egyptians could not drink of the water. And then God sent Moses to command Pharaoh to let the people go. If he would not do it this time, God would send a plague of frogs upon Egypt. So Moses told Aaron to stretch out his rod over the river, the streams and the ponds, and the frogs came up out of the waters and covered the land. They came into the houses, into their beds, into their ovens, and into their kneading troughs, and also came up upon all the people. Here is another dreadful plague, and a great miracle too. But we see again the magicians do so with their enchantments. Yet, although they also brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt, they could not make the plague of frogs to cease. Then Pharaoh called again for Moses and said, "Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people. If so, he would let the people go and sacrifice to the Lord." Moses said, "Be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God." But did Pharaoh keep his word? No. When he saw that all the frogs died and the plague was over, he hardened his heart again. So there must come a third plague. And this time Aaron was to stretch out his rod and smite the dust of the land, and all the dust was turned into lice, which came upon man and upon beast. Now the magicians are brought again to try to do the same, but God would not allow them to do so any longer. Then they said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." They had to acknowledge that this plague and miracle was the work of God. But still, the king hardened his heart and would not hear. Then there shall yet be another plague, and this fourth one was a plague of flies. Moses went down to the river again, and the swarms of flies came up upon Pharaoh and the people, and entered into all the houses of the Egyptians and covered all the ground. The magicians do not try any more to do the same, but were sure that it was the work of God. And there was another thing which showed it was of God, for the flies were on all the Egyptians, but there was none in the land of Goshen where the Israelites lived. Was not this another wonderful miracle? Now Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and told them to go and sacrifice to their God in the land of Egypt. But Moses refused to do this and said they must go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord their God. Then Pharaoh said he would let them go if they did not go very far away. So Moses entreated the Lord to take away the flies, and God did so on the morrow, and not one remained. But the king would not keep his promise when he saw the flies were gone, and refused to let the people go. We must leave the other plagues now, but you will find the account of these in the book of Exodus, the latter part of chapter 7 and in chapter 8. Then you can read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, what will happen to those who harden their hearts against the Lord, as Pharaoh did.